If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff, and a special guest live in studio, Peter Caruso, is joining us. Caruso Provisions, one of the sponsors of our Italian beef tournament here at WGN, which is, we'll get into that a little bit too. Mike's keeping track of that, and it's been a lot of fun. But Peter, thanks a bunch for coming in. I cannot wait to try your product. I've heard nothing but great things.
Thank you for having me here today and letting us talk about our families, venture,
yes.
Business venture.
Well, and it is newer. 2021, I think, is the official launch year for you guys. But as you were telling us before, Jardinera is nothing new to you. It's not nothing new to really any Chicagoan. But for you specifically, I mean, you grew up with it on the dinner table every night, pretty much, right?
Correct. Jardinera's been, from all the research that we've done, it's been around for a while, 100 plus years. Our family's been here for quite some time. The recipe we start with or use in our product comes from our great grandmother. I can't remember a meal outside of, like I said, Chinese food where Jardinera wasn't sitting on the table and we weren't putting on something.
And what made you all of a sudden say, we need to do this? Because you have your own career. Your brother is in the food world, as it was a chef, now part of this venture, as you said. But where all of a sudden did you guys say, hey, let's get into this game? There's a lot out there, but ours can be better. Where did it come from? Where did that stem from?
Yeah, it literally came out of nowhere. 2021, just in a deli in Florida, asked for Jardinera on a Italian sub sandwich, grinder, whatever they were calling it down there, which isn't here. But and they looked at me like I had three heads, and I, for whatever reason, it ate at me the rest of the night. Literally into the next day, this was a Wednesday going into Thursday, and I just started researching Jardinera and realized it literally did not exist outside of Chicago.
Which for us Chicagoans, it's hard to believe because I'll put it on anything. I mean, not
same
just
here.
An Italian beef. We're talking subs. Love it on pizza. Sometimes I'm just craving Jardinera, and I'll pull the jar out at home and, I don't know, get a slice of bread, maybe a little bit of cream cheese, and just pop some on.
Oh, yeah. I'm making it part of my charcuterie board.
Yeah, right. Like, and you can do that with a charcuterie board, right? Just put a little jar of it out. People love that. But we've talked about this a million times, just about the Italian beef sandwich and how it is a Chicago thing. And it's kind of right there with Jardinera, which is what's basically the main pairing is the beef and the Jardinera. But it does feel like there's the moment here where I think the rest in the bear, right, has kind of brought light to the Italian beef and how great it is. I think there's kind of a moment where the rest of the country is like, hey, we want that beef and we want that stuff you put on the beef right
well,
now.
Well, I think, the bear has done all the wonders for this, you know, really highlighting that Chicago is known for much more than tall buildings and a great lake and everything else. Our food scene is second to none. The Italian beef is great, but when you really talk about people visiting from outside, yes, they may come and have it.
Yeah.
But they're not going back and looking for it, right? The bear says, look at this thing. It's gritty. It's everything. It's all of what Chicago is. Mm-hmm. And there's this condiment on it that's called Jardinera, right? The stigma around Jardinera in general is once you leave Chicago, it only works on Chicago fast foods.
Right? Yeah.
It's a deep dish pizza. It's a beef. It's a sausage. It's some type of a sandwich.
Right.
And when we were building the brand, our whole thing was how do we get people to think differently than just a Chicago fast food condiment, right? And that's when the tagline Elevates Everything came. And we were like, it's going on the label. It's there. So you want to make – and what you're seeing today from Washington to Florida to New York are people doing their take of the Chicago Italian beef sandwich, whether it's a pulled version or a prime version or whatever it is. They're doing their own version. They're also trying to mimic and make their own peppers. But
have you tried some of those?
We have. You know, there's a place up in Washington – they're doing like a barbecue version, and they put cheddar cheese all over it, barbecue, and we sent them, you know, our peppers, and the guy wrote back immediately, and he's like, how do I get this? Like, this is what it is missing, because the biggest difference, just talk about Giardiniera for one quick second.
Oh, we could talk about it forever. Yeah.
Well, you know, the term is the garden, right? So you basically, you know, Italian immigrants would come in and on Monday they would see what was left in the fridge and then they would pickle it and jar it and whatever. The northern style, which is out there called Giardiniera, comes in the bigger jars and typically, you know, you mentioned your charcuterie board, you know, that vinegar, heavy white vinegar-based product. Well, the Sicilian side, Calabrian side, right, the southern side was to put it in oil, some type of an oil blend. The way that our grandmother, great-grandmother did it was a blend of extra virgin olive oil and a vegetable oil, soybean oil of some sort. That was the biggest differentiator, was that oil really, you know, brings out something in the peppers and vegetables that the vinegar doesn't. So you don't get as much of a vinegar taste out of a true Chicago Giardiniera.
How fun was it just kind of fine-tuning the recipes? I mean, did you guys have a blast? Well, what was that? Get into a kitchen and just samples?
You know, to be completely honest, the version that we grew up with was much hotter than what we sell. It was basically all peppers. You know, sometimes you would find some celery chopped in, and if they had it around, carrots and cauliflower was just a Chicago thing. You know, formella, marconi, that was how they made theirs. So we went, you know, we thought about it long and hard through most of 21 when we realized we're going to jump into this business, and we're like, do we really want to be – how crazy do we want this to be? How hot do we want it to be? And my brother, being the chef, was like, I want Michelin star chefs to use it, and I want the guy selling, you know, at the local beef stand to use it. And I want everybody in between to have it. So that was the formulating. So you take your grandmother's recipe with the different spices and the oil blends and then you come back with different variations of peppers. We have three types of peppers in ours. And then you play around with those peppers to make sure that the spice was there, but it wasn't overpowering to whatever you were eating.
You can put it on anything, Mike. And,
yeah.
And you have a collab, Mike was telling me, Billy Zerkat.
One of our friend of the pod
friend
here.
Of the friend of the podcast. Billy's the man.
No stranger to collaborations as well, as he has his tour going to pizza places everywhere. But how did that partnership come together?
Billy, the crazy world of social media is how it came about. Billy is phenomenal. Unbelievable story. Outside of his story, you know, the fact that he wasn't really a cook and in 2020 decided to take it on because that's what he wanted to do was pretty cool. So he just started showing up in our Instagram feeds and started reading more about Billy and his muscular dystrophy, and he's doing all these pop-ups at all these great places, and out of nowhere we just decided to start going to him. And then, you know, that shishito pepper sauce that he makes is second to none, right? So I tried it on the pizza, and then he was on a burger. So now I'm starting to have it at all these places, and I reach out to him, be like, hey, would you ever want to try our Giardiniera? He's like, of course. So he did, and we hosted an event on a rooftop. We made our first video. One of our first videos that we produced was in honor of National Italian Beef Day.
Nice.
And Billy came to that. We had about 100 people on a roof. And we were cooking, and Greco and Sons gave us all the beef and the sausage, and Toronto gave us the rolls, and we had a big party up there, and Billy was there, and we were left with some food service pouches that we had, and I was like, Billy, I don't have any more jars here, but would you take this pouch? He's like, of course. And he calls not too long later, and he's like, I made something. And I'm going to post about it. And it was called the Caruso Show. Alex Caruso was playing in town.
Loves his Bulls combos.
Yeah, yeah. And he comes back to it, and it was this braised barbacoa beef on a torta. And instead of just throwing jardinera on it, which he did some of the relish that we have, or Chicago caviar, he decided to make a jardinera salsa.
Nice.
And we wound up putting the sandwich. L&M wound up doing a special for us for a few weeks, I think, and there was some salsa left over, and they asked if they sold it. Mm-hmm. And we sold it. He's like, how do I get more? And that's how it all started.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it. So tell us about all the variations you guys have. The Chicago caviar, I just love that.
Yeah.
Where people can find it, where they can get it, all the info for everyone listening.
Yes. So we started off simple, right? KISS method. Keep it simple, stupid. We have a hot and a mild. We've been asked about mediums and all these other different variations. Like I said, we grew up with a very hot version, which we've done some R&D around, and we love to bring the light at some point. But hot and mild. So we started with the regular cuts, and then people started asking us if we had more of a spreadable version, right? So you have some that are out there, you know, the muffalata mix, which technically is an olive salad. We don't have olives in our product. Mm-hmm. We have olive oil in the product, but not olives. Down the road, we might do more of something for a muffalata sandwich, but we came out with the relish, and a cousin of ours, we brought it out, didn't have a name. We just had it at a family party, and she's like, oh my God, this looks like Chicago caviar. And it stuck. And we're like, that's the coolest name ever. We own the trademark. Some of our partners are able to utilize it. And then with Billy, we came out with the hot and mild salsa. There's 6, 7, 8 other things that are out in production right now. Those will come out sparingly with certain other partners. Our website you can go to is carusoprovisions.com. Instagram, you know, we're constantly showcasing how we could do different things with the product, educating people that it's extremely versatile, more than just, again, for Chicago fast foods. We're in all the Mariano's locations. We're in about 1,000 stores in 30 states. So the Fresh Market, all of their stores, Caputo's, Cermak, some of the locals.
I mean, 4 years, you guys are moving here.
Yeah, and when you look at the 4 years, I mean, technically, we didn't sell our first jar. We didn't have our first real jar until about Thanksgiving of 2021.
Wow.
So we're going on 4 years, and in that period of time, again, we've built great partnerships. We have a lot of people that like our product. We're doing a lot with Giordano's right now. Man, the amount of restaurants from, you know, the lettuce has been very, very good to us.
Great.
We're in different variations of their restaurants. We just went in. We're doing something with Gibson's Italia.
No big deal. Just Gibson's rolling in.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just one of those things where you go in, and now it's to the point where everybody knows we're in this business. I'll be sitting at a lunch meeting, and they'll see the word jardinera on there, and right away, Caruso, are you getting that? And why not? So yeah. I'll get it, and if I don't like it, I make the pitch.
Yeah.
So
I love that. Well, it's awesome. We're so happy you're on board here at WGN supporting the Italian Beef Tournament as well. Do you have a favorite? I don't want to put you on the spot here, but do you have a favorite beef spot?
God, there's so many to choose. So many to choose from.
Mike put a 64-team bracket together.
Yeah,
so,
no, that's
like probably a fraction of the amount we totally have in the Chicago
oh,
area.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And, I mean, we've swapped a couple out over the years, so giving some people a chance there. But, yeah, what's that been like from your side?
It's unbelievable. One, I didn't – you pass so many places. Like I said, we've been going northwest, east, south. We're trying them all. I was, you know, Flips. I must have driven
in Glen Ellen?
Flips.
Yeah,
7,000 times. So I went in there, and they're making their own version. You know, we went to Pete's again, first time I've ever done it. You know, Chef Hickey is out there making an unbelievable beef sandwich at the Duck Inn.
Yeah.
Grew up in Bridgeport, so, you know, Freddy's and Riccobenny's are ones that we grew on. However, the Cicero Freddy's, mm-hmm. I mean, that thing is the size of a football, right? I think that they did a phenomenal job.
So is it not to get too into the, you know, inside baseball here, but for people going to these beef spots, some maybe have been going for years, if not decades, which means people want it the exact same way. Can that be hard to introduce your jardinera into a beef spot that says, hey, we've been doing this. Why change anything? Again, not to get too into behind the curtain here, but is that been a challenge at all? Or are a lot of people interested in just kind of a new thing?
Yeah, no, the sad part is I think Chicago's commoditized it. So it's just like it's just jardinera,
right?
And then you go out of the city and you go to other places. And are like, this is the ingredient I never knew existed,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, where? How did you find this? Or how mm-hmm. did you get this? Or how did you come up with this? So I think it's a little bit of both. Some people, if it's not broke, they're not going to, fix it, right? And we're not looking for them to do that. But I think there's a lot of groups out there looking for change. I mean, Giordano's has used the same jardinera for a very long time. And
I think it's just the popularity continues to grow where you do go to a grocery store or wherever it might be, a farmer's market. People, maybe I'm speaking for myself, I just love trying new ones, you know,
right.
Whether it's a relish or a new jardinera, something. Because it is so versatile. You put it in the fridge and you can mix it into so many different things.
Yeah. I think the other thing is to, again, we're now in the business of making peppers or condiments mm-hmm. in general. And I think, you know, for people to, like us, our family, to just show up to a lot of these places and support those that are using our products, I think it goes a long way. I think some of these other companies might just be too big and can't do the TLC.
Yeah.
We have an unbelievable marketing team. We're putting out, you know, some of the best content that you could find. Again, all about the utilization. At the same time, we're giving back to our customers. You know, we have a Friday lunch series that we started, you know, about a year and a half ago, where we just show up and we give away free food
nice.
And jars of jardinera and what have you. So not many people, not just jardinera in general, not many brands are doing a whole lot of that for whatever reasons. And mm-hmm. I think that touch, that connection, the fact that we're showing up, and whether it's in Chicago or Arizona or North Carolina,
yeah.
again, our products now are in over 30 states. So we're going all over the place and visiting.
Yeah, and I think for Chicagoans who have moved elsewhere where maybe it isn't so popular, I know for my brother lives in Georgia, and he always just gets a huge jar of jardinera. You know, like this stuff makes for great gifts,
yeah.
you know, and just
I was gonna
it to
say,
friends or family.
I have family in New York and California and Texas who are all from here, but they can't find that stuff. So, again, that's a great opportunity
yeah.
to send this out to them, which I plan on doing. And I kind of want to go back to something you said off mic about how you said we're not in this to compete with people. We're here to be here. We're here to show what we can do. And like you said, you're making great content. But that also speaks to what we're doing with this tournament, where we're not necessarily saying, hey, this beef is better than the other. We just want to celebrate these places and celebrate local businesses here and bring the business to them.
I mean, couldn't agree more with that. I mean, there are people here doing great things with this product, and I think all of us banding together to showcase it, the market is huge.
Yeah.
We don't think for 2 seconds that we could control it all.
Right.
We would never be able to.
No.
So there's a lot of great brands. They're doing a lot of great things. The partnerships that they're doing, again, I think it's all about all of us showcasing the versatility of the product and taking it as far as we possibly can.
That's Peter Caruso. Caruso Provisions. Check them out. Doing great stuff. love having you as a partner here at WGN supporting the Italian Beef Tournament. Go to WGNradio.com to continue to vote on that. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. Thanks again to Peter Caruso for joining us live in studio here at WGN. This was the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.